بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we had mentioned yesterday, that if a person has to look into the stories of the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam of the past, then not only will he find great lessons in these stories, but they will become a means of motivation for him in his daily life and a source of inspiration for him. And this is the reason we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the entire Quran Kareem continuously makes mention of the stories of the Anbiya of the past. And in some instances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even names chapters and surahs of the Holy Quran after the name of a particular Nabi, a particular messenger. As we had read last week, throughout the Taraweeh Salah, Surah to Yunus, Surah to Ibrahim, Surah to Hud, all these surahs named after Nabis, Anbiya, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, when it comes to Surah to Yusuf, the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, which was completed tonight, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares quite emphatically, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. That understanding the status and the rank of the other Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, their incidents, their lives, and their stories that have been mentioned in the Quran. But if you are searching for a narrative, for a story which will keep you enchanted, which will keep you riveted, then look no further than Surah to Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy, at such an age where generally friends are given preference to over family, and entertainment and enjoyment is given preference to over dedication and hard work. At this age, he sees a strange dream, in which he sees 11 stars, the sun and the moon, bowing down in prostration before him. What is his first response? إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ. Immediately he turns to his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved father, I have seen something very strange, something very great. What is your counsel? What is your mashwara? What is your advice in this regard? Now let us turn the clock forward to today's time. A youngster of a similar age, and some life-changing episode has to take place in his life, something which is bothering him, something which is worrying him. How often does he turn to his parents before his friends? The reason for this is because a youngster will complain that if I have to take this matter up to my father, to my mother, then either they will turn a blind eye to it, as long as my grades are good, as long as I am coming out top in my class, they are not interested in anything else, and they leave me to do as I please. Or the other extreme, if I have to take this up to my parents, then they are not prepared to give me a hearing, they are not prepared to listen to my side of the story. Rather, they will just jump down my throat and pass judgment against me. Yet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the first person he turns to is his father, Ya Abati. Oh my beloved father, you give me your advice and your counsel in this regard. And the reason for this is because Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had created a safe haven in his home, and his children understood and knew that they could bring up any matter that was bothering them, that was concerning them. They could take it up to their father, and he would not judge them, he would not look down upon them. Rather, he would give them good counsel and good advice. So this is the first lesson that we learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That create that safe haven in our homes for our children, and let them feel comfortable and safe enough to bring to us whatever concerns them, whatever worries them. Then we will find this will save our children from going off the track. Many times we find commonly today, the parents, the father is the last person to know that there is some problem, some worry in my child's life. And then we find that the children are turning towards drug abuse and towards different avenues to try and take out their stress, take out their worries. So if we create the safe haven in our homes and make sure that we are our children's closest companions, we will find that we will then protect them and save them from going off the track and from moving away from a deeny life and a life following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moving on in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, it is a very well known story. He is eventually taken and thrown into a well by his brothers. And then he is picked up by a caravan and sold as a slave in the country of Egypt. And it is there, when he is in Egypt, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam faces such a test which you and I can relate to in our daily lives. Something which we are perhaps faced with every day. Where he is in the home of the minister of Egypt, and it is there that the wife of the minister attempts to seduce him. And when she fails on the first attempt, she then makes an oath and says that ذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. She says that I had attempted to seduce him and he protected himself from me. And now I'm going to try once again. And if he does not succumb to my advances, I will make sure that he is thrown into jail and he then lives a life of humiliation and disgrace. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam hears of this, and he now realizes and understands that there is no way out. This woman is inviting me towards haram, towards the act of zina. His first response is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Allah, I have understood that this woman is tempting me. And she is threatening to throw me into a prison cell if I do not succumb to her advances. But oh my Allah, a dark, dingy, prison cell is more beloved to me than breaking one command of yours. And with regard to this temptation, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that incident of that businessman who had ta'alluq with him. And he says that I went on a foreign trip and I had completed with my work. There was time at my disposal. I had money at my disposal. And the thought crossed my mind that you are in a far off land. Nobody knows you. And if you fulfill your desires here, nobody will come to know of it. You will return home tomorrow and your tracks will be covered. And he says, as I was struggling with myself, two words crossed my mind from the teachings of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that what if, in other words, what if Malakul Maut has to catch me at this time? What if he has to take out my soul at this time? Then khasir ad-dunya wal-akhirah. In this world I will leave with disgrace and humiliation, and in the akhirat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will await me. So this lesson we learn, that when a person is faced with temptation, and this temptation of zina is not only the physical act of zina, but whether it comes to a person protecting his gaze, protecting his ears, protecting his limbs. And not only does it apply to us as menfolk, but the woman folk at home as well. Many times we find that a woman is in full niqab, full hijab. She rarely leaves her home. But she is sitting on her cell phone and browsing the internet. And there we find pictures of na-mahram men are coming up. And she is looking through these images freely, without feeling anything in the heart. So this lesson we learn, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he understands and realizes that my nafs is getting the better of me, and temptation is about to overcome me, he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That, oh Allah, if you do not save and protect me at this critical juncture, then I'm going to fall and I'm going to slip. So whenever we are faced with this situation, a person in the workplace, some woman comes into the shop, or a person is driving on the road and there is a billboard, an advert, whatever the case may be, turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, ulama say, keep a tasbih at hand. Make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite kalima. And try and save yourself from the situation and protect your iman. And finally, the last lesson that I want to highlight from the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, towards the end of his life, after going through many trials and tribulations, and majority of them were due to his brothers deceiving him and abandoning him from their home, he is finally given position as the caretaker of the stocks and the produce of Egypt. And now the tables have turned and his brothers come to Egypt looking for assistance, looking for help. And he is now given authority over them. But look at his conduct, look at his akhlaq towards his brothers. A major part of his life, he had spent in disgrace, he had spent in the prison, he had spent as a slave, due to the ill conduct of his brothers towards him. Now when he is given the upper hand over them, how does he receive them? How does he treat them? He invites them, he honors them, He respects them. He forgives them for whatever they had done to him. And this, as individuals in our own homes, a person may not have authority over many people, but yet in our homes we may have domestic workers working for us. And sometimes they have been working for us for many years, cleaning up behind us, doing our dirty work. Let us look at how we treat them. Many times, we pay them a measly wage, such an amount which we won't even be able to live off for a few days. Yet they are doing all of our work. They are taking care of our children for us. They are taking care of our possessions, our belongings for us. So we are given that position of authority over them. Let us also show akhlaq, show kindness, and show good conduct to them. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.